My guest on the Changing University is Dr. Lewis Beck, professor and chairman of the Department of Philosophy at the University of Rochester. Dr. Beck, what with the tremendous technological advances that have been made in the last 10 years, I would imagine that philosophy itself has felt the impact of some of these. Is there any comparison you can make between, well, let's say the number of students, undergraduates and graduates, 10 years ago and today in philosophy?
Yes, Don. There have been a great many statements that the marvelous developments in technology and science would ruin the things of the spirit and turn people away from humane studies. Our experience here at Rochester and all over the United States, so far as I know, is that the humanities, including philosophy, are in as booming a condition as they ever were. We have more students working for advanced degrees in philosophy, more students in our honors division seminars, more undergraduates taking introductory courses in philosophy, more people clamoring for more courses in philosophy than we can offer, even though we have increased the size of the faculty by threefold in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, let's assume that because the university itself is changing, that this might account for some of the increase. Are there any sociological reasons behind the increased interest in philosophy?
Yes, I like to think that it is due to an improvement in philosophy itself. Philosophers used to be people who talked about things in general without being able to inspire the intellectual respect of specialists who realized how difficult it was to talk about things in particular. Many people think philosophy has lost something by giving up a bit of the grand perspective in dealing with the perennial problems that philosophy itself ought not to have become specialized, but indeed it has become specialized. It has become, in some senses, a technical subject, and we live in an age in which expertness and close application to meticulous work on intellectual details is very attractive to people. And I think if philosophers had gone on as they were to some extent back in the 20s, talking about things in general with a persuasiveness, but perhaps without the very accurate, meticulous, finicky kind of analysis of language that we do nowadays, I don't believe philosophy would have attracted the attention and the interest and the enthusiasm of our best students.
Well, other than teaching, where will a major in philosophy or a graduate student in philosophy end up or go?
A major in philosophy as an undergraduate can go almost anywhere. As a matter of fact, philosophy is a desirable subject for majors who don't quite know where they want to go, because philosophy has such wide contacts with a variety of other fields that you can go from philosophy to a great many others, whereas if you have taken a narrower undergraduate curriculum, the number of places that you might go with it would be somewhat restricted. And so we have many undergraduate students who are going on to graduate school in philosophy, but many others who are going to law schools, medical schools, theological seminaries, or they don't know where they're going, but they have a good base to go almost wherever they want to go. For the graduate students, there isn't anything to do except go on and get a PhD and then get a job teaching in college. I suppose there are things that they could do, but that's what they're professionally trained for. Mm-hmm.
So the field of philosophy has kept up with many other fields and is responding to the change that is going on throughout the world.
Yes, by working harder on narrower subjects. But these narrower subjects, we think, are not really a retreat from the big problems that philosophers used to deal with. We think that the big problems can be solved by working on them in little pieces.
Thank you, Dr. Beck. My guest on the Changing University has been Dr. Lewis Beck, professor and chairman of the Department of Philosophy at the University of Rochester.